Well, we've been talking about gas because it's been worth talking about. It's been high. It's been ridiculous. Inflation has caused this problem. It hasn't gone away. But then we started getting teased with the idea that gas prices were going down. And as I understand it, and you keep better track of this than I do, Sean Balichian, it really did start to go down.
It really did, Paul, all over town. And, of course, Patrick DeHaan does such a great job letting people know, just gasbuddy.com. But even driving around and having the opportunity to go to the airport a couple different times, it was amazing how much gas dropped. And then yesterday news came out that this cap on Russian oil might change things. Who better to talk about, huh?
Well, Patrick DeHaan knows all about it as the head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy, and it's a pleasure and a privilege always to check in with you, Patrick. I knew you before you were really, really famous.
Thanks for having me back again, and finally with some good news.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, you know, we get closer here. We're getting closer. The Metro Detroit area down to 322 on average. We're now below what we were paying a year ago. Pretty impressive. 332 a year ago, Detroit today, 322. And as you're talking about, there's plenty of opportunities to fill up for under $3 a gallon. In fact, the Costco in Livonia, 274 this morning. And it doesn't stop here just yet. We're going to continue going down. There's a lot been said about the Russian price cap or the EU price cap on Russian oil, about sanctions on Russia. But so far, oil markets this morning still struggling. Oil down $1 a barrel to $75.96. So these sanctions, the price cap, could affect us down the line. We'll have to see how Russia responds. But for now, it's kind of business as usual.
Yeah, interesting, because Ann had brought up she went by the Costco or saw it online, whatever. It's $2.74. Costco, she saw it on Gas Buddy. That's a nice plug for you. But 274 in Costco is unusual. That's not generally, that's a loss leader for them. It's not generally what everyone is paying. But in fact, Sean said he did see out in Livonia, maybe driven by the Costco prices, below $3 gas. Well, what made you say, Sean, that it's going back up?
Well, as Patrick said, yesterday there was this cap on Russian prices. So a lot of people were wondering aloud, is this going to cause the prices to go up? And Patrick, so far, that hasn't been the case?
That's correct. In fact, really nothing to worry about as I see it here. This is one of those situations that the price cap and how Russia responds, it could take a while for that to filter through the market. So for now, enjoy it because prices will continue falling. There is a potential that over time that this could manifest into something more concerning. But for now, the price cap, we're waking up, it's a new day, and not much has necessarily changed immediately.
Patrick DeHaan with us, head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy. You know, it's an age-old problem, situation, call it what you will. The timing, you know, this could take some time, you say, to shake out with this Russian cap. The reality is we've always fought with this idea that here's gas at the pump, I'm just going to throw a figure out, for $3 a gallon, and then there's something that happens in the world that means gas prices are going to go up, but they go up the next day, which we know that the gas in the tank in the ground didn't cost them that because it's already in their tank in the ground. So we've had to deal with this forever.
Yeah, well, we certainly have. And if anything, you know, what you're describing is why you have maybe an analyst like me, right? It's not as it's a little bit more convoluted than just being able to say, oh, a refinery went down, prices are going to go up tomorrow. Well, that's a little different. So, but as you mentioned, you know, oftentimes stations will move their prices up as their wholesale cost goes up. And then they'll slowly drop them as their cost goes down. Because a lot of the time, I mean, fear is an emotional thing. Traders on Wall Street that trade energy and stocks, I mean, fear drives. And so when prices go up, stations are often behind the curve. But when prices go down, stations, that's when they make their money. So actually, I think stations, gas stations right now are probably more jubilant than you and I are because they're doing extremely well for now. And you mentioned the Costco at 274. that's probably not a loss leader this morning. They're just being more aggressive than everyone else's, but that's where a lot more stations could get in the days ahead.
Well, that's the next question. That what I've been hearing is right around Christmas, we're going to be seeing the lowest gas prices we've seen in a long time, which is contrary to what we usually see when a lot of people are going to be out driving for a holiday. We always see the prices going up. That appears to not be the case this time around, Patrick. And for that matter, what do you see as the expert with the crystal ball? What do you see for gas prices over the next 6 months for us here in Michigan?
Well, and keep in mind, you know, not every holiday. I'd love to put that myth to bed because prices went down for Thanksgiving, too. Now, it's usually more about the time of year. We'll expect to see prices coming down ahead of Christmas and over the next 6 months. Now, that's where it gets a little hazy, because there's a lot going on that could certainly change in a significant way. One of the biggest drivers of oil prices now that has pushed them down has been these tremendous lockdowns in China. You remember what happened when the U.S. locked down in 2020, right? What happened to our prices? Well, they plummeted because people weren't driving. And so that's happening right now in China to the point that protests are happening. And the Chinese may eventually reopen their country, and that's going to boost consumption, and that could play a big role. So could the Federal Reserve raising interest rates. Obviously, the more the Fed raises interest rates, the more the economy slows down, the more the concern of a recession. So, and then I haven't even mentioned the EU and Russia and what could happen. Russia's promise to curb oil exports to countries that participate in a price cap. There's just a lot in this blender, and it's going to get mixed up, and it could, you know, come out one different way. So the next 6 months, I'll say that prices probably will remain in the mid to upper twos, maybe low threes through February. But that's when we start to see the seasonal increase again, right? February, March, April. By Memorial Day, prices maybe mid to upper threes, but far from records.
Well, good to know.
And always go to GasBuddy.com. It's great for people like me that are infatuated with making sure there's enough gas in my tank.
He has a gas problem.
I really do. I have a problem. I openly admit it. And Patrick Don, it's almost like you are helping me, and I appreciate that.
Thanks for helping
my
all of
pleasure.
Us.
My pleasure. Always. You betcha.
Thank you, Patrick. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy. Look, what's going to happen with all this drama and all these things that go into the gas prices? What's going to happen when more people are driving electric vehicles? We won't have this drama anymore. Trust me when I tell you this. There'll be other things that we'll have drama with. Trust me. 829 WJR.